The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and joining us today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
You're beginning to sound like yourself.
A little bit.
Yeah. And just a reminder for our listeners, our sponsor for this program is Advanced Medical Testing Centers. And they're having their second event. They did one last month. They're doing another one tomorrow. They'll do another one in January, January 9th. And what that event is geared for is to introduce our listeners and anybody else that would like to use them as a drawing center for testing, for lab testing. They're a great facility. They deal with all the labs, so you're not limited to just getting tests out of LabCorp or Quest. When you go to Advanced Medical Testing Centers, they can do lab tests for any laboratory. And tomorrow's event, as a way of introducing themselves, is by appointment, and they're giving out a free complete blood count, a free serum chemistry test, and a urinalysis. It's from 8 to 11 a.m. You can give them a call in case there are some last-minute cancellations. You could probably get in. If not, they're doing it again January 9th. The number to call for an appointment is 754-216-2332. And, Janet, I came across a very interesting report. And this is new information. You know, we watch the literature all the time looking for things of interest that we need to pass along to the public. And this was a report of some research that was published. The name of the research article that was published in the journal Atherosclerosis was entitled "The Association of Measles and Mumps with Cardiovascular Disease." And there was another published article in the same journal called "The Dual Role of Infections as Risk Factors for Coronary Heart Disease." Now, we've talked a lot about, you know, when they, change nature's original intent, and by that, and in the context of these illnesses, nature's original intent was for you to get sick and develop antibodies through a normally functioning immune system, and then mainstream medicine got involved, and they said, well, wait a second, there's a way we can make money on this. You know, we can offer vaccines. Mind you, vaccination doesn't equal immunization, but we can offer vaccines and make some money, and we're going to say we're going to prevent people from getting these illnesses. And they do very short-term studies. They don't look at the long-term consequences of interfering with how our immune systems function. In fact, even to this day, they don't know with 100% certainty all the different ramifications of our immune system function. In fact, Janet, just this year or in the last several years, they've realized that the connection between the digestive tract and immune system and neurologic disease and so many other diseases. So there's a lot of information they don't know, but they play around with stuff anyway. And This was a very interesting report. I don't know if you happened to see it, Janet.
I did not happen to see it, but it's very, very interesting to me to kind of have mainstream medicine acknowledge the connection between infection, and I'm going to throw in there inflammation as a result of the infection, inflammation that becomes chronic because of nutrient deficiency, ultimately resulting in an increased risk of cardiovascular disease and coronary heart disease.
Well, all right, let me pass along what they found, because this was a study, a very large study done in Japan. And they were looking at two different groups of people here. One group did not get vaccinated against measles and mumps. They contracted it naturally. And then the other group received vaccinations against these infections. And, you know, as you know, the medical establishment likes to take credit for the decline in these two illnesses after the introduction of the vaccine. But here's what the study found, that a history of measles or mumps in childhood, in other words, you actually contracted the illness, you didn't take a vaccine. So if you had measles or mumps as a child, it gave a significantly protective benefit against deadly heart attacks and strokes during adulthood. Now, in this study, they looked at more than 100,000 men and women between the ages of 40 and 79 years of age, and they were followed for several years to determine their rates of mortality from atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. Men who contracted measles in childhood were significantly less likely to die from total cardiovascular disease than men who were not infected with either mumps or measles. Men who had mumps were significantly protected against dying from a stroke. Men who had both measles and mumps in childhood were significantly less likely to die from a myocardial infarction, in other words, a heart attack. Now, for women, women who had measles and mumps in childhood were significantly less likely to die from total cardiovascular disease than women who had neither infection. They were also significantly protected against dying from a stroke. The results of this study may be explained by the, quote, hygiene hypothesis, which proposes that infections suffered during childhood are necessary for normal development of the immune system, which regulates the T helper cells, which control inflammation at the arterial wall, leading to atherosclerosis. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
It certainly is very, very interesting. I'm going to say, you know, they make these broad sweeping statements, and sometimes the conclusion is not necessarily 100%. So I think it's very, very interesting information. However, let's say that those people who had an infection, maybe their approach to having been infected with that that microorganism that led to measles or mumps, maybe they attempted to recover with nutrition, you know, like the, and I'm going to say, like the old-fashioned nutrition, let's say hot teas, making sure that the people kept themselves very warm, making sure that they were properly hydrated, making sure that their hygiene was good. You know, I think that there are a lot of possibly additional bits of information that don't necessarily get recognized in these broad studies that you're referring to. What do you think, Dr. Slavin?
Well, I think you make a point that perhaps there was certain learned behavior that people adopted when they got sick. On the other hand, if they had a, we're going to see this in a second, if they were vaccinated against these illnesses and never contracted them, They never developed those habits. But here's a another study that looked at chickenpox, and they found that children who were who had contracted chickenpox were significantly protected against coronary heart disease, such as angina and heart attacks. They were also 33% less likely to develop coronary heart disease as adults who had never contracted chickenpox. So it seems like these childhood illnesses serve a purpose, and trying to avoid them with vaccinations in the long term may not be a good idea. And they go on to say here that each additional contagious disease contracted during childhood, such as measles, mumps, or rubella, increased the protective effect against acute coronary events by 14%. And according to the authors of the study, childhood contagious diseases had a protecting effect against coronary heart disease. The risk for acute coronary events decreased significantly with the increasing number of childhood contagious diseases. Now, they didn't talk about vaccines in that context, but they did address vaccines. And here's what they said. There's ample scientific evidence that is now showing that infections protect against cancer, while vaccines, which are designed to prevent infections, increased cancer rates. So, in other words, we're playing around with our immune systems with vaccines, for example, and they're discovering here that there may be some other unexpected consequences of doing that. They found that women who contracted mumps, measles, rubella, or chickenpox had a statistically significant reduction in the risk of developing ovarian cancer. Another researcher found... Yes, Janet?
It's very interesting, Dr. Slavin, but the other part of this discussion is when you vaccinate infants and children against typically infectious childhood diseases, what you're doing is interfering with the maturing process of their immune systems. And that interference can have, as you're seeing with these studies, can have very, very far-reaching and unexpected results. So we are, as with the GMOs, as with so many different pharmaceuticals that are commonly used, we are messing with things that we don't know what the long-range consequences are. And fortunately, in this study, we're seeing that the long-range consequence is a very positive one, but in some cases, not necessarily such a positive outcome.
All right, and just another observation they made is if you contracted influenza, measles, mumps, or chickenpox as a child, you had a decreased risk of developing skin cancer later in life. You know, this is also making a suggestion that these diseases have that the immune system plays a role in these diseases as well. So just something to think about. I have a lot more on this when we come back after the break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin. Joining us today is Janet Cibrelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more.
They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via telephone, Skype, or email with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at JanetCimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on AM 1470 WNN.
Listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin. Joining us today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Just a reminder, our sponsor for the program is Advanced Medical Testing Centers. And they have a website, amtcenters.com. You can always check there for the times and dates for their events. They have one tomorrow and again January 9th where people who register and make an appointment are coming in and getting a free complete blood count, serum chemistries, and a urine analysis. But even more importantly, they'll be able to get a whole panel of other tests if they like. They'll have to pay for it, but the prices are better than you can find anywhere else. So you'll be able to see that and make the decision when you're there. And if you'd like to make an appointment, 754-216-2332. And by the way, unlike some other drawing centers, if you come in with a lab order from your physician, they'll put it through your insurance company. So you shouldn't have
Dr.
any issues
Slavin?
There. Yes.
In addition to the very special prices that are available on a whole wide range of tests and panels of tests, the everyday prices at AMT centers, I believe, are going to be much lower than many of the other places where people can go to have blood drawn.
Yeah, that's true. I'll give you an example. The reason they're scheduling the event from 8 o'clock in the morning to 11 is so people can come in fasting. So if they chose to, in addition to getting the free testing that I mentioned, if you wanted to get a fasting glucose and insulin level, and in fact, you won't even have to get the glucose because that's included in the chemistry panel, but you could get a fasting insulin level for an additional $20. Very good price. If you wanted to get the hemoglobin A1C test, which is also an important test, it looks at your average blood sugar over a three-month period. That's just $16, just to give you an example. A complete lipid panel, cholesterol, HDL, LDL, and triglycerides, just $40. So these are very good prices. Just a few other tests. I mean, they're all available, but I'm just giving picking some prices out at random. A vitamin D level is $38. You could get your hormones checked if you wanted to at very low prices. Homocysteine, and I know if you were to give you an example of homocysteine, if you got a bill from Quest and because your insurance didn't cover it, they would charge $218 for that test. And Advanced Medical Testing Centers is charging you $25.
Wow. What an incredible difference.
Yeah, it would be nice if there was some. And, you know, I'm against regulation because I think I like the free marketplace where there's competition. So, you know, if you search around, you can find good prices for things. But this is way out of hand when there can be such a difference in the price of a test. And it's all because of insurance companies making deals with the labs. So they have different fee schedules for different insurances. And you know who gets hurt the most? The person that comes in that wants a test where their insurance doesn't cover it, or they don't have insurance. And then they just, you know, hit them with a very high number. It would be nice if everybody, if they determine what the price should be across the board, whether you have insurance or not, that's the price. But instead, they make deals with insurance companies. And actually, what I've discovered is some of these deals are because the insurance companies are bought into the labs. They have ownership interests in labs. That's why you'll see Blue Cross, for example, almost mandating that you go to Quest Diagnostics for your lab work. You know, or United Healthcare is saying you have to go to LabCorp for your lab work. You know, this is, in my opinion, a conflict of interest, because there are other labs out there that do a far superior job in many respects than those labs from the standpoint of turnaround time for the test, or from the drawing centers not having to wait as long, having better service, things like that. So, again, if you, you'd like more information about Advanced Medical Testing Centers, amtcenters.com is their website, or you can give them a call at 754-216-2332. Now, Jenna, before the break, we were talking about the long-term effects of getting sick naturally with various childhood illnesses like measles, mumps, chickenpox, rubella, versus getting vaccinated. And they found that adults are significantly protected against non-breast cancers, for example, prostate cancer, gastrointestinal cancer, skin cancer, lung cancer, ear, nose, and throat cancers, and others, if they contracted measles, rubella, or chickenpox earlier in life. And here's another point. Measles in childhood reduce the risk of developing lymphatic cancer in adulthood. They also found that infection with measles during childhood significantly protected against developing Hodgkin's disease. They found that lymph cancer is significantly more likely in adults who are not infected with measles, mumps, or rubella in childhood. Now, here's another point. Infants with the least exposure to common infections have the greatest risk of developing childhood leukemia. They found that early exposure to infections is protective against leukemia, and other studies confirm that children who receive the MMR, measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, pertussis, or hepatitis vaccines have a significantly elevated risk of developing leukemia. Now, what's interesting about that, Janet, is there have been other reports out that said that there's a virus associated with leukemia that might have been in those vaccines that may be the link between the two. So they summarize all this information by stating that heart disease, cancer, and strokes cause more than half of all deaths in the United States. People may legitimately argue over whether the reduction in childhood ailments in exchange for an increase in deadly heart attacks, cancer, and stroke is a good thing or a bad thing, but the trade-off is a real thing that must be considered when weighing the honest risk-to-benefit ratio of vaccinations. So I think that's something, you know, now these days, you know, parents aren't given this information. That's the problem. I don't know, Janet, if you were a new parent with little kids, what would be your position on vaccinating your children?
Okay, that's hands down, no question at all. The position that I hold is that for most children, using those vaccines is a questionable therapy to prevent disease. My opinion is you want to very, very much use nutrition and nutrition status support to enhance a very, very high quality immune system response. That's critically important. For those individuals with infants who are very, very concerned that they are making a mistake by choosing not to vaccinate their children, there is a whole wide range of homeopathic nosodes available pretty much across the board for any infectious disease. So it goes far beyond just the childhood infectious diseases. It goes into other things that, say, travelers would be at greater risk to contract a disease. So there are a great number of options out there. And then think about this. Just I'm just throwing this out there for our listeners to possibly consider. Okay, you do all kinds of things, let's say garlic, silver, probiotics, vitamin C, vitamins A and D. You use those in a therapeutic manner, and you so dramatically support your immune system that, yes, indeed, you may contract the disease, and you may be mildly ill, but you recover in a very, very important way. The important way that I'm referring to is the recovery that gives to your systems, all the systems of your body, the recovery that allows that immune response to be present forever. And that is not necessarily the case with vaccinations that are the way the vaccines are currently provided. So you create immunity for life, and these very studies that you're discussing, Dr. Slavin, are very, very much showing that far beyond your body's ability to resist contracting the disease a second time because of the innate immunity that you have developed because of your previous bout with the disease. So in addition to that benefit, you're also getting cardiovascular benefit. You're getting a variety of other benefits as well. Dr. Slavin?
Right. I hope it's becoming more and more difficult to avoid vaccinations because more and more states are mandating that children be vaccinated in order to enter school, for example.
It's interesting because there was a report that in California, where there are mandates in place, I believe, for the measles vaccine, that the state of California, prior to this measles brouhaha, had created a situation where they said that it was not allowable to use mercury in any of the childhood disease vaccines. And it seems as though the vaccines that are available for children that have been made without mercury are no longer available. And consequently, they are now using mercury-contaminated measles vaccines for the children in California. So, you know, it's so important for parents to get the details of their the vaccines that are being suggested to their children. And one of the things that I always talk to people about, they make their own decision. I've made my decision, but here are some facts for you to consider. And the other part of it is consider age. Maybe let's not give a vaccine to a three-month-old. Maybe let's wait until there's a little bit of immune system maturing. Dr. Slavin?
Well, thank you, Janet. You know, when we come back, we're going to switch topics a little bit, and we're going to talk about how to boost a patient's own healing abilities, because that's what mainstream medicine totally ignores. And under that category or title, we'll be talking about beating cancer with nutrition. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin. With me is Janet Somerle, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
Cimarelli, and I'm here to tell you about Dr. Herb Slavin, the medical director of the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill. The Institute brings the latest natural approaches to health, supported by research. We offer a full range of traditional and holistic treatments. The primary goal of the Institute of Advanced Medicine is to give you, the patient, the information you need to stay healthy and live long. So before you feel sick, before you develop symptoms, come see the team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. You can call today, 954-748-4991, to learn all about the services offered at the Institute. Services from on-demand to chiropractic, from natural skin solutions to nutrition testing and support. 954-748-4991. You can visit drslavin.com to learn more.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and hopefully, and apparently there are technical glitches. And so when Dr. Slavin returns, we'll get back to our discussion. In the meantime, I can let everyone know that I am available from 11 to 2 at Greenlands. And Greenlands is located on Federal Highway, just about 2 miles north of Atlantic in Delray Beach. So you'll see a great big sign that says Greenlands and talks about all of the supplements, the foods, the different surprises that you will find at Greenlands. And I am here on Fridays from 11 to 2 doing very, very mini counseling sessions, helping people kind of decipher what they need to know with regard to their blood tests and decipher what they need to know with the appropriate high-quality nutrient supplement focus. So if you have any questions about blood test results that you've received recently, bring them in here to me here at Greenlands. I'm here every Friday from 11 to 2. And I presume that when Dr. Slavin is back on the line, he'll let me know. So the next thing Dr. Slavin talked about was, pardon me, the special event that is taking place tomorrow morning at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Very important information. If it's been a while since you've had a blood test, here's your opportunity. A free CBC, that's your white blood cell, red blood cell, all of the profile of exactly how those blood cells are functioning, the numbers in your blood. Then a chem panel. The chem panel, as Dr. Slavin mentioned earlier, includes the glucose level and your liver enzymes, your calcium level, potassium and sodium. So you get a number of different very informative aspects profiled. And the third freebie tomorrow at Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a free urinalysis. So very, very incredibly helpful free event at AMT centers. And so if you want to find out a little bit more about what's available on a regular basis, so this is a special freebie event at AMT centers, but on a regular basis, you can find out about the prices of a wide range of different blood tests that may or may not be covered by your insurance company. So you can call 754-216-2332. Okay, now I have an opportunity to tell you a little bit about Janet's best products. If any of our listeners out there did not know, I have developed a line of products that is very much in line with my focus, what I think is important to start with regard to nutritional support. That nutrition support, in my opinion, is very important in its ability to minimize the potential to develop inflammation. Very, very interesting, because when you think about so many different health challenges, health issues that so many people deal with, the underlying issue is inflammation. So the combination of the two products that I have in my line, Janet's Best Formulas, are Janna Juice. And a lot of people think, okay, juice, I don't want to drink any juice, too high in sugar and so on. Well, Janna Juice is a combination of exotic fruit extracts. And these are dried extracts available in a capsule. And for those of you who do a shake or a smoothie every morning as your breakfast, you can open the capsule, the powder, then you can put it into your shake, and you're going to get the benefits of such things as mangosteen, goji, acai, pomegranate, raspberry, elderberry, all of those different substances that are so high in flavonoids and polyphenols. And hopefully that means I'm still connected. Okay, thank you. Just knowing that I'm still on the air. Okay, so that's great. So I was talking about Janna Juice, and you can take all of these very important supports to your body functions. All of the different systems of your body are going to benefit with the anti-inflammatory substances that you can find in Janna Juice. And what's one of the most important problems that is associated with the use of fruits? Okay, it could be that the fruits are high in sugar. Well, Janna Juice takes care of that. You're getting all of the anti-inflammatory benefits without the exposure to sugar that is a pro-inflammatory substance. So across the board, what you want to do is certainly reduce the amount of sugar in your daily routine. And a lot of times when I am counseling people, what we talk about is, okay, well, they don't put sugar in their coffee. They don't use sugar on any of their foods. But when we start to really discuss in depth their food choices, we find out that the fruit intake could be very, very high. And they say, oh, well, I really don't like vegetables very much, so I eat a lot of fruit instead. And the fruit is unfortunately full of very good quality anti-inflammatory nutrients, but it's also full of sugar. So you really need to understand the balance of benefit versus negatives that could be associated with the fruit. So when you're using Jana juice, my other suggestion is also a Janet's Best formula called Janabiotic. And it's a very, very basic, reasonably priced probiotic formula. And the combination of the Jana juice and the Janabiotic is so supportive of many different functions of your body. So many different functions that might be out of proper level of contributing to your overall energy and health. So many of those different functions then fall into place. The Jana juice and the Janabiotic, significant anti-inflammatory benefit. When you reduce inflammation, so many benefits cascade through your body. When you enhance the probiotic content in your digestive tract, in your gut, that combination is enhancing the absorption of the anti-inflammatory nutrients. So high antioxidant content from all of the exotic fruits, the goji, the acai, and the mangosteen. I have available at the Toonies and Greenland and all of the different locations, the Healthy Way in Boca Raton, Health Emporium in Deerfield Beach, so many different locations where you can find the Jana juice and Janabiotic content, Jana juice and Janabiotic products, and avail yourself of all of the content that has such broad health support benefits. It's very, very interesting that those health support benefits can come about from two very, very simple additions to your diet. Going through all of the different components in the Jana juice is a very, very interesting situation. Keep in mind that I am talking to you here for Natural Doc Radio, and I want to tell you a little bit about acai, goji, noni, mangosteen. Well, a few months ago, I was fortunate enough to have someone give me seeds from their mangosteen tree. And I now have, it's probably more than just a few months ago, because the trees are now probably about 15 feet tall. And what I can tell you about mangosteen is it is referred to as the miracle herb. Literally the miracle food, because you can use any part of the mangosteen and derive health benefit from it. You can use the bark, you can make a tea, you can use the leaves, you can put those in a green smoothie, add them to your protein drink in the morning. Any of those ways to use the mangosteen, what benefit do you get? As I mentioned, anti-inflammatory. And I can't stress that strongly enough, that anti-inflammatory benefit. When you think about arthritis, the itis is inflammation, joint inflammation. And when you have that joint inflammation, ultimately you have joint deterioration.
Janet, I hear some music in the background.
Yay, Dr. Slavin, hi, welcome back.
All right, you're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and with us today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
Are you looking for expert advice on improving your health? You want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with me, Janet Cimarelli, at janetcimarelli.com. I'm a licensed nutrition counselor, and I specialize in the field of natural foods and supplements. I offer consultations with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. I'll educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. I will include information on overcoming allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with me, and I'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health. Visit JanetCimarelli.com and tune in to hear me on Natural Doc Radio here on WNN Monday through Friday, 10 to 11.
Listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and joining us today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Janet, are you there?
I am here. It was a little bit of a glitch, but here I am.
All right.
It's Friday, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I wanted to pass this information along, because one of the things we try to do with the information, if the information had one theme that we pass along to patients, is really how to empower them to stay healthy. In other words, it's not enough to go see a doctor who's waiting for you to get sick so he can jump in and treat you. Doctors aren't doing it. They're not jumping in to prevent you from getting sick. That's the problem. So we've got to tell you what you need to do. So first of all, and I'm sure this probably doesn't come as a shock to people, that it's predicted that 38% of women and 43% of men will develop some type of cancer over their lifetime. And one of the leaders in the field of cancer and nutrition is Dr. Patrick Quillen. And he states, and by the way, he's got a very good book called Beating Cancer with Nutrition. He states that you can reduce the risk. And this is the important part. In other words, we're not talking about treating cancer. We're talking about reducing the risk of developing cancer by up to 90%. Now, I think that's an amazing number. But an achievable number if people would just be aware of what they're doing inadvertently that undermines their body's ability to avoid cancer. He says that, of course, in preventing cancer, the same techniques can be used to deal with cancer if you have it, in addition to any other mainstream treatments you might be getting. And the first thing he mentions in reducing your risk of developing cancer or even dealing with cancer is you got to cut your sugar intake. That's the first thing. And you know what? That goes for every illness, not just cancer, for heart disease, stroke, diabetes. It's kind of clear cut. We take in too much sugar. Well, how do you know if you're taking in too much sugar? You see, if you go to your doctor, he'll do if you're lucky, he'll do a fasting blood sugar test, and you can have sugar issues and yet pass that test. In fact, the problem is that we've broadened the guidelines as to what's normal, that we lose sight of what's really optimal. Because right now, I think the cutoff might be a fasting blood sugar of 100. It used to be 110. You know, your fasting blood sugar should really be in the 70s, you know, between 60 and 70, ideally. And then the test that they're not doing is looking at your fasting insulin level. That's going to tell you if you're taking in too much sugar and, of course, developing insulin resistance. And lastly, the hemoglobin A1C. Yes, Janet.
Dr. Slavin, what do you tell people to do? What is the therapy that you suggest when people come in and their fasting insulin level is high and their fasting blood sugar, say, is 110, pardon me, instead of in the 70s? Sometimes when I talk to people and they are testing their blood sugar, they're struggling with unstable blood sugar, they don't necessarily feel well at 70. They feel weak, possibly a little fatigued. But 110, that's not a good level for them either. So what are some of the suggestions you make in order to help people get, say, to 90, 85, or 90 fasting blood sugar?
Well, you have to understand that it's your insulin that controls your blood sugar.
Right.
And when a person develops insulin resistance, then the insulin is not going to be able to control the blood sugar as well. So, and that's the first thing that goes wrong. When someone develops an elevated or rising fasting blood sugar, it's because they're developing insulin resistance. So how do you improve insulin resistance? You have to cut back on the carbohydrate load you give your body. So it's not just sugar. It's all the starches in the diet as well. And I'm making a distinction between the starches that are carbohydrates and compared to the vegetables that are also carbohydrates. So you don't have to cut back on your vegetables, like the green leafy vegetables, the colorful vegetables, but you want to cut back on the starchy vegetables, potatoes and rice. Of course, all the grains you want to cut back on. Fruits,
is sweet potatoes in that list also?
Excuse me?
Is sweet potatoes in that list as well?
Well, you know what? No, the sweet potatoes aren't in that list.
Fabulous.
So sweet potatoes are good. I think the other point, corn is in that list too. You want to avoid corn. And fruits, and you know, a lot of people forget that fruits are a source of a lot of sugar. So as good as fruits may be for some things, if you're eating the whole fruit, you may be getting too much sugar. And if you're juicing fruits, you're definitely getting too much sugar. So you have to consider that if you have that problem. Now, I don't say this to everybody. If someone comes in, they have a normal fasting insulin level and blood sugars, I'm not going to get into the problem with carbohydrates. But the other area that we see that carbohydrates affect is your lipids, your fats in the blood. You know, so many doctors will tell you, oh, your cholesterol's high, take a statin drug. When I see a patient with high cholesterol, high triglycerides, I tell them, cut back on your carbohydrates. That does a far better job of reducing your fats in the blood, and at the same time, no side effects associated with that. Now, you mentioned, Janet, that people sometimes don't feel quite so good when their blood sugar is that low. And I'm not so sure it's connected to blood sugar. But here's some of the recommendations I make, and a lot of people already know about this because in speaking to patients, you know, they practice, a lot of them practice the intermittent fasting concept. And all that means is limit your eating to an eight-hour window every day. And that gives your body 16 hours of time of repairing itself and dealing with other issues besides just digesting food. And it works really well, and it makes it a lot easier to avoid a lot of the carbohydrates that people typically consume. And it's unfortunate, too, that when I tell them about limiting carbohydrates, the response that I hear from patients is, what's left to eat? You know, they're just, you know, you have to really think through your diets, because that's going to make, probably have the greatest impact on your health and on your immune system, because, you know, sugar is going to undermine your immune system. We mentioned the other day the epidemics of polio, or the incidence of polio, was very low in people that consume very little sugar. The people who consume lots of sugar had a much higher incidence of polio, and that's just one illness they looked at. So there's a lot of a lot people can do on their own to reduce their risk of illnesses, including cancer. Now, the problem with cancer, we don't have as good a handle on what causes cancer as we do with cardiovascular disease. However, I think, as I just mentioned, sugar plays a big role in both diseases, by the way. But here's the other issue that we really have to be aware of, and that's toxic overload. Of the 5 million registered chemicals in the world, we come in contact with about 70,000 of them, and 20,000 of them are known carcinogens. Each year, America alone sprays 1.2 billion pounds of pesticides on our food crops, dump 90 billion pounds of toxic waste in our 55,000 toxic waste sites, and then feed 9 million pounds of antibiotics to our farm animals in order to make them gain weight faster. Now, so what do we do to combat all this? Well, I think to avoid a lot of the chemicals, you have to go organic. You know, there's no way around it. The problem is probably far worse than any of us realize, because there's no accountability for all these toxic chemicals being used. There are no tests, safety tests. As we pointed out in yesterday's program, we had our guest talking about GMOs. He said they don't have to even go through any rigorous testing as far as safety goes before they bring these types of foods to the market. So, you know, I think so. The message here is cut back on sugar and carbohydrates. Eat organic as much as possible. I think more and more people are doing that. Pay attention to the water you're drinking, because you want it to be pure. You don't want it to be contaminated. I don't think you can rely upon the safety of tap water. What do you think, Janet?
Absolutely no. Well, it's very interesting because I just happened to read an article on water and filtration, and very, very important for people to understand that chlorine is toxic to your liver. When your liver function becomes impaired, a whole cascade of negative physiological effects occur. When you are consuming tap water, you have no idea the level of contamination with pharmaceutical debris. Most likely you can find out if there is fluoride in your city water. Fluoride having a very, very negative effect potentially on your thyroid function. When your thyroid function declines, again, this whole cascade of negative declines in your overall health. So the contamination with pesticides, with chemicals, we know it's there. It's not being tested. It's not being filtered out. Dr. Slavin?
All right, Janet, thank you. And I'd like to thank all our listeners as well. Don't forget, Natural Doc Radio is here every Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock. Have a good weekend, everybody, and we'll be back on Monday. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.